You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio
with your host, Dan Rennie.
You are listening to Deadly Choices Radio here on 98.9 FM for the best country. I'm stepping in for your regular host this week, Shanae, who's is away at the Koori Knockouts playing with the Warrigals. We wish her all the best down there, and the Yowies, I should say, down there. So we wish her all the best and look forward to catching up with her next week. You're stuck with me, unfortunately, in the meantime. And a couple of fantastic young men with us. We'll get into that in just a moment, but I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where our program is broadcast right around the country, around the world as well. We are streaming at 989fm.com.au. Well, once again, the Deadly Choices radio show, it's a half hour dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Remember, making deadly choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in mind and body, and ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting the temptation to take up smoking or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. So who's with us this week? We got Sam and Luke from the Institute. How are we, boys?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Great.
Good to have you here. Hope you've done your vocal warm-ups, yeah?
Yes, yes. No,
and in the studio, it's great to have you guys along. First of all, can you tell our listeners who you are and where your mob's from?
My name's Sam Pearce, and my mob's Goring Goring Man, so from Bundaberg, but I grew up down the road just in Toowoomba.
Ah, good one.
My name's Luke Dumas. I'm on my mother's side. I'm Bunjalung from down Tweed. My father's side, where I was born, is down in Taree, so I'm a Koori up New South Wales.
Deadly. All right. I want to say a special thanks to both of you boys for taking time out to come into the studio, particularly as it's, you know, right in the middle of the annual Deadly Choices Leadership Camp on the Sunny Coast. Talk us through what you've been up to the last few days.
Yeah, so we've actually just come from our Deadly Choices Camp. So our Deadly Choices Camp, we get together students who have attended our school programs. We choose students that have shown really good leadership, and we try to foster that and build those skills up. So at the camp the last few days, we've had some leadership activities. We've been lucky enough to get some elders from the community as well to come in and talk to the guys about why it's important to be a strong leader in your community and part of your family as well. So set some goals for what they think they want to do as well when they finish school. We have some senior students and plenty of activities too to try and get the kids understanding why it's important to be a leader and how they can do that in their communities.
A lot of culture activities we do. We bring that in back to food the kids, so they love that one as well.
Deadly. What's the overall purpose of the leadership camps, and how's the itinerary set up to achieve the goals and get the young ones interested in and doing the activities and being a part of it?
Yeah, so our education program with our camp, we try to build our young Indigenous kids. The purpose of it, we pretty much all the kids who are involved with our program, we sort of select around four kids from each school that our program officers go to. Part of that, their attendance has got to be up. They've got to be at least 90%. So we pick these kids who, not just their attendance through our program, but throughout their school program as well. So this brings back to their leadership skills as well. So we identify their leadership and how well they're actually doing at school. And then we work with them kids who don't have them attendance as well, but we pick sort of around that leadership and have plenty of goals and stuff set out for them.
And what are some of the highlights that the kids, you know, most look forward to? How do you get them G'd up, and how do you, you know, get them open to the idea?
So obviously strong connection to culture we link back to, and we're lucky enough to have some community members come in and teach some song and dance. So throughout the week we do some practice, all the kids get involved, all the facilitators get involved as well, the Deadly Choices guys, and at the end of the week we get together, and end of the week we will be doing some dancing and some singing as well. So
really
looking forward to that.
Nice as one. You know, with our mob, you know, some of us are ashamed to do our own dance and stuff like that, so it really brings back to our culture, and to see the kids actually doing the dance at the end of our camp is, a whole lot of our camp.
And quite clearly, it'd be a buzz to, you know, be around some of the DC ambassadors as well, like Presto and Big Pet and these type of guys. I mean, the kids obviously look up to them. It must be a huge thrill to have the ambassadors around. What role do they play specifically?
We're lucky to have some big ambassadors a lot through sport as well, like you said, for Petro and Presto. So with those guys being around, the kids not only love them, and because Petro, he's a big man as well, and Presto, you know, his career speaks for itself. But having him around, you can just see the kids are shining and they realise what it takes to be a leader and what those guys have done to get where they are. So, yeah, it's really special to have him around, especially being strong cultural people as well. Presto with what he's doing down the coast and supporting the mob down there. So, it's wonderful to have him around, and the kids just love it.
They do. We were lucky enough to be down there last week, doing an OB for the Crummins Day School down there, and the kids just gravitate towards Presto, and, you know, he just has them in the palm of his hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And we get around and they actually play some sport with us as well. Mm-hmm. I know that we were playing some basketball, and Presto, he's not the tallest man in the world, but he got the ball and nearly dunked it.
Can dunk, really?
Yeah, just about can, I remember. And the kids just sat back in awe and just said, holy smokes.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, just shows, you know, a bit of hard work and determination. You can see what you can do.
Well, absolutely no rest for your mob. The Deadly Choices events team, looking forward to the official launch of the new Margate Clinic on the north side of Brizzy, my neck of the woods. What do you guys got planned for the day?
Yeah, so the Margate Clinic, We've got a community day for them on the 17th of November. We're expecting about 400 people. We're going to have rides, jumping castles, education stuff. We're going to have traditional games. Pretty much what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote the Margo Clinic and get most people there. We're trying to get them to be aware of the clinic and just promoting health throughout the day. So it's going to be a fun environment, safe environment. It's always good with our community days and how we set it up.
You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. I'm Dan Rennie, sitting in for your regular host, Shanae, who's in the crew knockout stand there. We wish her all the best as she plugs along. We can't wait to hear the results as well. Now, gentlemen, some success stories from the camps. Sam, I know there's been some great young people who have taken a lot out of these leadership camps. Can you share some experiences with us?
We've been lucky enough to have some of the students that have attended the camps to come back each year. We've had two young gentlemen from last year who have finished grade 12, attended the camps, come back and supported as trainees. And we have now actually hired one of the young fellows on at Deadly Choices. So he's a trainee. He's working with us and he's obviously been through there now through all the camps. So he knows what Deadly Choices is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, he just embodies what we're talking about being leaders. He's gone to plenty of the camps and yeah, you can see him now and he's working with us at Deadly Choices and loving it and doing really well for himself.
So actual real results and you know, pathways for our mob to get into real gainful employment.
That's it. And that's the purpose, you know, being a leader. And obviously, lucky enough for him, he's shown some really good qualities and coming back each year, which is what we keep pushing for the other guys, is, you know, how they can be leaders and how they can support themselves to then live some really good lives and, yeah, get some jobs out of it.
Okay, well, yet another big event to wrap up. What's been a massive, massive year for the DC mob? Walk us through the annual Deadly Choices Touch Carnival will be held at Whites Hill Reserve at Camp Hill on November 24. Always a highlight.
Yeah, so aiming obviously to bring the mob together. That's always our key message around these events. But 24th of November, so it's a big touch footy con. We had our first one last year, which was a really good success. Had a lot of mob come around. There is some prize money involved for the winners. Obviously, we want to aim for around fun and having a safe environment. But yeah, if you come away with a win, you might get a bit of cash. And it's the first touch event also to be sugar-free. So
awesome.
All the food will be really healthy, which we always push for. Alcohol-free, drug-free and smoke-free event. Sugar-free this time as well, which will be really good. So plenty of positive messages. And spots are filling up really quickly. So yeah, if you are keen, please jump on the website and enter your team. Get that done as soon as you can.
And it's mixed as well?
Yeah, you have mixed comps. We also have juniors as well. So room for everyone to get in and have a bit of fun, but also make sure we're competitive too, because we all know how the mob is when it comes to sport.
Absolutely. So once again, for mob right across Australia, be sure to get your team nominations in now. You'll find out all the details at deadlychoices.com.au. Now, last week we had Brisbane Broncos legends and Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Black Pearl, Steve Renoff, and the big man, Petro Simonisiva, in the studio. And obviously, from an events perspective, the partnership that exists also provides great opportunities for the community during Broncos home games at Suncorp Stadium. We had the great installation, of course, for the last game there, the home and away game against Manly. It was a great day and plenty of smiling faces out there.
Yeah, it was really good. So we have at the front, we have our blow-up, pop-up stalls. We also have a tobacco stall as well to support anyone that wants to quit smoking. But with that, we run Facebook competitions as well, so you can enter the competition. And if you're lucky enough, you get to win some tickets to the game. And you can also, yeah, meet the ambassadors. So Petro's there, Steve's there. Go and watch the game. We also have students at the school programs. So if they're showing really good leadership, if they're doing really well, making improvements with their attendance, they'll also receive some tickets to the game for them and their family. And they can go and attend and watch the game.
All right, we'll get onto the Deadly Choices Facebook page. And for all the information on the activations in the forecourt and a chance for those young ones to run out the teams and all the highlights as well. Well, more recently, the back end of 2018, we've seen the start of the Women's Rugby League competition to coincide with the final series in the men's and, of course, the highly successful Broncos women's team. You know, we've had some great athletes running out there for the Broncos, including, you know, Brittley Brayley, who won the Daly M Female Player of the Year recently, and our ambassadors for Deadly Choices, Talisha Harden as well, who just does magnificent work on and off the field.
Talisha Harden, she's a massive role model throughout the communities. We've got a lot of men who are our role models or leaders for our community. But to have Talisha and what she does throughout the communities, a lot of girls look up to her, want to be just like her. And the way she's participated in this year's for the Broncos around that, her support for the Deadly Choices, she's been empowering a lot of our young girls.
Absolutely. Now, as we're near the completion of another highly successful year for Deadly Choices, there's certainly been many, many highlights to look back on, in particular the participation of mob, young and old, from right across the country. During the lead-up to NAIDOC Week, we hosted the annual Junior Murray Carnival, an event that attracts more than 400-plus families to the grounds of the University of Queensland, which is music to the ears of Institute for Urban Indigenous Health CEO Adrian Carson.
Kids all know now it's the best choice you can make is a deadly choice, which is a healthy choice. And I think, but having it at the university has kind of got that other element. It's also about a deadly choice at school and education. So bringing the healthy lifestyle program, deadly choices, to the university, but trying to also get kids to understand the importance of not just being a deadly footballer or netballer, but also about being a deadly student and kind of looking at the opportunities that exist for kids to really kind of, you know, achieve their dreams. And education is that passport. So a combination of health is obviously sports the vehicle, a strong health message, but here with this carnival in particular, with our little ones, it's all about education as well. So these kids will play sport, will meet new friends, no doubt some new cousins too, but also they'll be exposed to university life and role models in university.
Some wonderful insights there from Adrian. It really shows how Deadly Choices is making an impact and trying to change the mindset of our young ones.
Yeah, no, I've been a part of the Junior Murray Carnival for a couple of years now. To see how successful it is now, it's great. Yeah, so we've had over 400 plus kids in the rugby league and the netball competition. We all know that our mob's got talent, but also it brings our community together. So once we bring our community, we all know when we bring our culture connection, you know, we all have them big yarns. You haven't seen foals for ages. So it's a great way for our communities to come together, even our young kids, and it's just to showcase our young talent.
Big events like this here is a great opportunity for families to not only meet up, but, you know, for people to meet new people, make them new connections.
And every participant here, rugby league and netball, have all done their health check. So it's a wonderful way to engage our kids, but also to help them start their healthcare journey.
That's what we're all about, obviously, is around our people, our mob getting health checks. They get all the gear that they got on, and they come out for 3 days. I mean, they're all chomping at the bit to get to play, but that'll happen the next couple of days. So, they're going to have a lot of fun.
It's a great way for myself to stay connected in community. It's something that I love, and it's something where I come from and love to give back to it. And the best way to give back is to be a part of days like this.
You know, and also our parents coming out to actually enjoy it, be a part of it, but understand that we've got to get our kids active, and every little bit counts, and they also eat healthy as well. So I think it's that whole balance, and part of Deadly Choices is making the holistic approach. It's got to be everything.
Even though they don't know me as that rugby league player, they know me as a person that they can look up to, hopefully. You know, the one that eats well, that has activity, that treats people with respect, and, you know, your role models are important in your community, you know, your examples, and that's all I'd like to be.
A great opportunity here. I mean, great partnership, joint venture, IUE, QAS, and Office of Commonwealth Games. Really good opportunity here. We're seeing what comes out. The kids are going to see what it means to be the best.
It's wonderful when you have great role models and people out there achieving great things, like our wonderful athletes that are here today, Patrick Johnson, Steve Renoff. It's wonderful examples of if you work hard and if you dream big, you can achieve anything.
It's a big opportunity for these kids, if they want to, go down that lane and into those different sports.
And even if they're not looking towards an athletic sort of background, I think some of the education that we provide, especially through our nutrition presentation, I think certainly will, I guess, light the fire in terms of, what they want to achieve in life.
As Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, we have to look after ourselves, and we need to do that for our health checks, through the Deadly Choices. It's just one program, but it's a really significant program where it highlights you get a deadly shirt if you get your health check. But it's also the messaging behind that about tobacco, chronic disease, you know, all those sort of messages behind. We need to take control. We need to have ownership on our own health, and we need to be empowered to do that.
Making sure that, you know, we have a community that is healthy, is active, and is obviously educated around, you know, what are the things that they need to do in terms of living a very healthy lifestyle for them and their families.
Again, our Deadly Choices ambassadors are a massive part of these events, and there we had thoughts from Preston Campbell, Petra and Steve from this year's Junior Murray Carnival. Remember to keep an eye on the Deadly Choices Facebook page for when registrations are called for next year's event. Now, it was a massive year for sport in Queensland with the staging of the 2018 Commonwealth Games. And I understand there was a lot of support for two particular events designed for our young ones getting active and healthy.
Yeah, so we had our little deadlies and our young deadlies. So collectively, I think we had nearly 250 participants, 250 plus participants, which is great. So the key for these ones are participation. Mm-hmm. So getting our young ones in and making physical activity normal for our mob. So we start that young. We're trying to instill those positive behaviours. So we were lucky enough to link up with QAS, Queensland Academy of Sport. So take, I think it was 150 students out there. They got to practice, you know, the high jump, long jump, all the activities, meet some stars too as well, some of the guys that are training at QAS. That's a really good partnership to have. So all those students that were selected were from our school programs. So if they're showing, obviously, like we talked about earlier, good leadership, they get selected then and they get to come along to days like that. So really good, and a really good partnership we have with QAS, and along with some of the other partners we have as well. Obviously, like the Broncos, the Sharks have also come on board this year. So a chance for everyone, if they are in the programs. These are the opportunities that we do have through Deadly Choices if you are in the program.
Yeah, and I saw it firsthand. I was lucky enough to be out there with KD last week at the Little Deadlies event at Currumbin State School. And, you know, the kids having a ball, you know, playing with the ball, Preston Campbell out there, you know, when you get the ball in the young kids' hands and get them doing physical activity, especially our mob, just gravitate towards it.
Yeah, 100%. As Luke spoke about earlier, like, we love the hands-on, we love getting out and about, and that's what we're all about. We're trying to, with Deadly Choices, is to instill those behaviours, but it doesn't take much to give that little kid, that little fella ball, and then he'll just start running around, and some of the skill they have as well too. So it's great to see, and we're going to keep continuing doing that with our young mob.
This is Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. My name is Dan Rennie, sitting in for your regular host, Sinead, who's knocking it out at the Crew Knockouts down there. Now, Sam, some other great events that have been this year and also happen annually every year. Certainly ones to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've been speaking a lot about our young mob, about the kids in school, but we also offer a range of events for mums and dads, for our elders as well. We have senior games as well, which run in different communities. So we go out, we join with our elders, get them in, and it's also about their social-emotional health. We also have a golf day, which Luke was a part of this year, which we run annually, which is a really good success.
Yeah, the golf day is good, hey? We usually get around over 100 men participating on the day. The day, what we do, pretty much we cover all around health and well-being and mental health as well around our men. We get a lot of health checks done that day, so before they even play, we get our health checks done. So we're always promoting our health checks and our clinics. We had Cowan there, so thanks to Cowan for helping us out there as well.
All right, well, before we finish up, I want to thank you boys again, Sam and Luke, for being a part of Deadly Choices Radio here on 98.9 FM for the best country. We'll let you go and wish you safe travels back of the sunny coast to manage the remainder of the Deadly Choices Leadership Camp. For our listeners, catch us next week from 6 p.m, or you can download the podcast immediately after the show on 98.9fm.com.au or listen on the app. Thank you, boys.
Thank you. Thanks, brother. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Remember to regularly check out Deadly Choices Facebook page and head to your local AMS to get your 715 health check and your Deadly Choices shirt.
Yeah, thanks again for having us. Really appreciate it. So I'd just like to shout out to me Nan. Obviously growing up with a lot of country music, but a bit of Charlie Pride for you, Nan. Yeah, thanks for everything.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life be bowed? Dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier. Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately around the hall. But will the timely crowd that had you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new words of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. but will the timely crowd that has your life in cloud help you dry your tears? When the new wars all on your crystal chandelier. Oh, when the new wars all on your crystal chandelier.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.